Hey guys, Duke DeLate here again for episode 8 of Pickup Daily Radio. I'm here with my longtime friend and fellow co-conspirator on the theories of women and dating, Lindy Pies from Social Cues.
What's up, yo?
You can find him at socialqnation.com. And he offers advice on dating, women, masculinity, all that stuff. Check out his YouTube videos, hit subscribe, and watch him on the almost daily, right?
On the daily, man. On that D.
On that D. So it really helps him out. If you guys could subscribe, that'd be awesome. And then, if you don't know where I'm at, you can find me at Pickup Daily on YouTube as well. For our daily tips and tricks and questions and answers from my students in field and from Senate. But anyways, please make sure to give us a high rating on the iTunes. It helps us out. So, do that. And then I will be doing this every day. So it's just going to get better and better and better and better. I hope that you guys find some value out of this. And if you don't, please send me an email, duke@dukedelate.com or anything at pickupdaily.net, and we will find a way to meet and cater your desires. Because that's who we do this for. We do this for you. We do this for the viewers. We do this for the students. And if I'm off track or off base with something and not meeting you guys' needs, then I'm kind of failing at my job as a teacher and a coach. So please give me feedback there. I will not always do what you tell me to do, but I will definitely take your suggestions with seriousness and fervor. Anyways, what are we talking today about today, Lindy Pies from Social Cues?
Let's talk about communicating in social media.
Communicating on social media.
Hitting on girls on social media. How to ask them out.
How to ask out girls on social media. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. We were in the
Chinese place eating.
Pick up sticks, yeah. Chomping some chicken and vegetables. Oh, you had shrimp, right?
Yeah, I had shrimp. It was pretty bomb, actually.
And you were talking about a very particular girl you saw at a party.
Yeah, I was actually really starstruck, and I was just like, this girl's really fucking hot, you know? I kind of want to get to know her. But I never got the number or anything, you know? I found her on, on social media, and I was like, oh, hey, cool. So I hit her up, and I was like, hey, listen, just say hey, start talking, and then I was like, hey, when are you going to be out, you know? But I didn't actually went like direct. I wasn't like, hey, I'm gonna be here, you should come out. Like, let's plan it out. So it was just kind of like, hey, let me know when you're out. Kind of stuff, you know. So it's like, kind of like a hit and miss. But I think that was my fault. I should have been more direct and just actually told her like a date and time, so she can actually say yes or no, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that is definitely important to, you know, in the course of social media stuff. I mean, there's a place for social circle game,
yeah.
Right? There's a place to get her on a list of people that you text on a regular basis. Hey, come out to this. Hey, come out to this. Hey, I'm having this event. Come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a place for that because you're providing a lot of value, and it's kind of zone neutral. Like, it's not a friend zone. It's not romantic zone. You're just the fun guy who knows where the party's at or whatever, and you can definitely facilitate fun and excitement in her life, which is great. But when you get, you know, I think social media is a lot more advantageous to leverage as a contact media than phone numbers even now, especially for the millennial generation. Because if you hit up a millennial on the phone, if you're going to call them, it's very, you know, I'm not saying that all millennials are like this, but a large majority of them are going to probably not answer your phone call.
Yeah.
And then text you back, right? So
yeah.
Texting is a lot more useful than phone in general. We're talking about setting up a date too. Same thing with social media. It's like social media is almost as effective as texting because, you know, unless a girl's got like hundreds of thousands of followers and she gets DMs all the time on Instagram, you kind of get lost in the noise. Then you're gonna have a pretty good chance because her phone's gonna notify her whenever you send her a message.
Yeah,
but just like, you know, Facebook Messenger, especially, as well as Snapchat and Instagram DMs are a little bit different, but, you know, she's going to notice right when you send the message on Facebook, and what she notices that it's just like getting alerted for a text message. It's not, tired. It's not,
it's all that rice, bro.
It's not much different. I didn't even eat rice, dude.
Oh, I mean, like vegetables.
You ate rice.
I ate rice.
I ate way too many carrots. There were way too many carrots.
That was like, they were chipping you out, man. They were like, let's just put some carrots because we ran out of like chicken.
Well, it's not even chicken that I wanted. I wanted more like green vegetables, like dark green, like broccoli and stuff. Anyway, back on topic. So it's important to understand that social media is kind of changing how we do game. You know, when we contact, you know, if I give her my Instagram account or if I give her my Snapchat, she's going to see in those stories what a high value guy I am.
Yeah.
She's going to see, you know, classical mystery method distraction switches I'm throwing through my Instagram. I'm like doing a bunch of, you know, I'm therapy, I'm pre-selected. I have like healthy emotions. I'm funny, right? I have all of these things that are going on my Instagram that if she sees it, she's going to get a very clear snapshot about who I am. And then she can make a choice on how to think of me, which is at home, which is often what happens when you do a number close and she takes off. And she'll think about you for a second and a half. And if you didn't have anything memorable going on for you, you kind of get archived. And if you don't, if you do, then you get brought to the forefront over and over and over again. That's what happens when you sort of get infatuated with somebody. But, yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I straight up just half fell asleep. Like,
seriously?
Yeah, yeah. I was, like, running my mouth and lost track. Anyways, this 405 drive is, like, just a grind.
Yeah, bro.
I gotta tell you.
It's like a, yeah, man, LA traffic, bro. Gotta love it, man.
You wanna die. I wanna die. Anyways, back to social media. So you were saying, let's hit up a girl.
Yeah.
On social media. Did you get her social media information in person, or did you just find her later?
How did that have worked? I honestly don't remember. I think I found her.
So that's different. So when you made a first impression to clear the contact information, you didn't really.
No, I didn't really. Like, I mean, I didn't hit her up like immediately. Like, I found her, and then it was just a couple months after that. I think it was like a month before I even hit her up. She started looking at all my stories and what I did and stuff like that, but it wasn't like immediately. I was like, hey, you know, but I did went direct on like, you know, I was like, oh, hey, like, I forgot what I said, fuck. I was like, hey, you're sounding, or something like something in the lines of that. And then just, you know, I didn't ask her, hey, let's go out or let's do something. I was just like, hey, let me know when you're out, you're never out. And then, and I just felt that was kind of weak. It was like so weak. It was like me basically like, when are you coming out? Like, I want you, you know, kind of like, instead of like, hey, I'm going to be here this day, like, you should come out. You know, you can tag along. Like, I want you. But it was just like, the response that I got was just like a ha ha ha, like a typical like, oh yeah, ha, ha. You know, kind of like trying to like brush it off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, well, I mean, like, the only way I can actually do that and just find out is just to hit her up and be like, hey, you want to hang out? Let's go this day. Does this work for you? Okay, cool. Just set it up. And I'm sure she's going to say yes. You know? Or maybe she might say, or maybe she will say no, and then that's it. Not really a big deal, you know? But the point is just to get her out.
Right. And, you know, I think it's important to understand that, you know, sometimes you go direct. It's best to do that in person.
Yeah.
Because all of your submodalities of communication are pointing at the same thing. All of your body language points at the same thing. But when you're going over the text message, it's important to understand that women really like to feel your desire. They really like to feel wanted.
Yeah.
And, you know, you ask any of your girlfriends, anybody you've dated in the past, like, when they were most attracted to you, it's when they felt sexy, when they felt wanted, when they felt, you know, that's why girls would go for guys who get jealous and stuff, because they feel like, they feel valuable in the eyes of the guys who are willing to fight for them.
Yeah.
And, so, she wants to feel that desire. And sometimes she won't, she'll have to reject you depending on what's going on in her life and her own personal attractions or whatever. But I haven't seen a woman not respond well to having good desire thrown in their direction.
Okay.
You know, like, you give a woman a compliment and she's like, she's rarely like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you try to stop them, they're like, don't bother me. Go away. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to you, right? But once you sort of deliver the compliment and she hears it and she's not in that other mode, she like usually opens up and like laughs for a second and like,
yeah,
shows you that feminine side that wanted to be desired so much. And so it's important that when you want to go out on a date, you're a man, you make no bones about it, you go out on a date. Mm-hmm. Important that if you want to build a social circle, you're a man, you make no bones about it, you go build a social circle.
Yeah.
But don't conflate the two.
Okay.
Like when you text her to go out, you basically are like, I blah 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 want to hang out with you, let's fucking do this here, there, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you can even do that with like a different event.
Like, what do you mean different events?
Like you can be like, hey, I want to hang out with you, and we're gonna go do this thing. Like, you can go, like, it's still a social event. Yeah. But you're not like, oh, me and my friends are all going out. Be like, oh, I'm going here and I want to take you with me, right? You can do that. Or you can go more direct and say, I want to take you out on a romantic date. You know, Jeffy does that. You know, he's like, I want to take you on a romantic date. We're gonna hold hands and we're gonna walk by the water. And we're going to buy balloons from the balloon man and release them into the air. Like, you know, he does this like elaborate story that's, you know, it's funny. But you leave no bones about it. It's like you are putting your desire out there. And you can definitely, it's definitely vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
Because she can say, no, fuck no, I don't want to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
Right? And that's cool because you should have fucking asked her direct in person and made her deal with it without doing the whole text message thing. And yeah, I mean, people are scared. Why? I don't want to burn my bridges over the social media. Well, yeah, you're right. Maybe you don't. That's when you should social circle her ass and then come back at her in person.
Yeah, that's true though.
But if you don't care about the outcome, then obviously stop and do it full blown, right? I mean, obviously you want a certain result, but you can want without caring about what happens. You kind of trust the process, right? So you just go full bold out there. It's like, look, I want to take you out because I want to get to know you better. I want to see if you're cool in person because, you know, you really piqued my interest when I first met you. You can do that, and there's no negative, there's no wishy-washiness in that. Like, yeah. She's going to see that and go, oh, shit, this guy wants to take me out on a date. The last chick I dated, she thought the date that I had asked her out on was a joke.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's go do this thing, like, Thursday night, and we're going to go talk to homeless people and eat ice cream sandwiches, and I'm going to attempt to woo you. And she's like, ah-ha-ha, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And then we did that.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, oh, I thought you were joking. I'm like, I told you I was going to take you out here and woo you. Now I'm wooing you, right?
Yeah.
Like, ah, ha, 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 yeah, yeah. But, you know, and then that worked out. So it's definitely effective to call it out. Even if they want to frame it however it is, what you don't want them to do is frame you as friendzone. I'd rather be kiddingly framed as a sexual threat than actually framed as, oh, I didn't know this was supposed to be a date. Oh, I'm sorry, you got the wrong idea, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit. I'd rather her blow me out for trying to, you know, date her ass than leave me around just to fucking kiss it.
Lady. Oh, yeah, I mean, I definitely, that's the thing. I feel like I'm just, they friendzone me real quick, right? That's illegal. They friendzone me, like, real quick, because, like, I mean, like, the approach that I give, like, in social media is kind of like, I'm trying not to, like, burn the bridges, but at the same time, who gives a fuck? Like, why not? Like, just be bold. Just fucking be direct and do it. And you'll get a straight answer, right? And if you see...
Try not to die, dude.
And if you see her... Thank you. Go.
Get out of here.
Sorry, guys. Driving in LA traffic, it's insane. If you see her, then who cares, you know? You can still go up and talk to her. But, like, I mean, at least you tried. You know, you're not leaving it like, oh, man, I should have just asked her out. Like, what if she should have said yes? Then I would, you know, and start thinking all this stupid shit.
Yeah. Future projecting.
Yeah. I'm just future projecting. But, hey, no, I'm just saying, like, it's just... Like, social media, social media right now is just so big. Like, everybody just does that. And you get a faster response instead of a text, you know?
Yeah, almost 50-50. It's like, should I Facebook message her or should I text her?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you can only do one, because if you do both, then you're considered fucking crazy.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird, you know? So, I mean... From my experience, dude, like, I don't use social media that much, right? Just for my own stuff, but I never, like, use it to hit on, like, get girls and do anything like that. I probably just use it to meet up and just be like, hey, let's meet up here, and that's it. You know? That's, like, my main thing. But now if I want to, like, woo and, like, gamer and all that stuff, I still feel I should just use social media just so I can tell the girl, hey, let's meet up, let's do this, boom, and then just do it in person.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, like, that's how I feel. Like, even when it comes to, like, texting, I don't even really, like, fucking have game text, you know? But I know there's guys out there that are, like, fucking great at it. I'm just like, hey, let's meet up, and, yeah, I'll joke around here and there, but it always leads to, let's meet up. You know?
Yeah. I think it's important to go direct, especially in that kind of situation. Say, hey, look, I want to get to know you better. No, you can't go direct and lie, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a good chance that you're going to want to put your penis in her mouth, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't know that until you spend a little bit of time with her. You can't just be like, yeah, you'd be great, and then go, like, waste a lot of time and energy and masculine power, you know, by doing something that's not good for you. So... A lot of guys will say, you know, I do this for the sex, or I do this for the thing. No, you don't, dude. Like, you gotta be honest with yourself. And, I forgot what I was talking about again. I keep falling asleep.
Social media, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what I was talking about. Social media.
Getting the girl.
But, yeah, if you go direct, and you're like, hey, look, I want to fucking hang out with you. And then she says no. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. It's fine. You know, then go find another girl. But if you go indirect, you have a high chance of her friend zoning you or status zoning you.
Yeah.
And you don't really have a lot of ways to get out of it, to like, get out from under it. So it's important to just go direct and hit and, you know, take that risk, especially because, oh, that's what I was talking about. You don't necessarily want to bang her right away. You don't know if she meets your standards. So if you tell her directly that you want to go meet her and get to know her more, she'll actually respect that more than if you're trying to fucking finagle or sideways, like, get her into bed, you know? If you're like, oh, let's meet out at this place and have a couple drinks. That's what everybody fucking does.
Yeah.
Because drunk chicks are easier to bang than not drunk chicks. Right, and then after she sleeps with you, she'll sort of back and rationalize it, and that's like a lot of guys' game over, especially as a terrorist. Let's talk to random chicks until they fucking like stand with them or trust them a little bit, and then they backwards engineer it to sex. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's like, it's such a fucking weird path. If you're just like, hey, look, I want to get to know you better and see if pass. I want to take you on a date. Then she's prepared for that, and. If she doesn't match up, she doesn't qualify, no big deal. No big deal. And so I think it's a lot more powerful to sort of go direct. Now, the caveat is that you don't want to screw with any social circle stuff.
Yeah.
Like, are you the guy who goes direct on every girl in your social circle?
No, not really.
And most girls love you because of it.
Apparently. Yeah. Well, it's mostly friend-zoned. You know, it's like, I cannot really, like, hit on anybody in my social group because it's like, it's just, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah, but, like, you've worked up the skills, right?
Yeah, I worked up the skills enough to do it.
So, I say you just go more direct. Because okay. I think you're friend-zoning yourself by inviting her out sometime. By inviting her out, like, you know, to go hang out. Let me know when you're coming out. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yes, yeah, true.
When she comes out, she's gonna come out with her friends, who are gonna fucking orbit and cockblock you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not gonna give you the respect to walk off.
Yeah.
So, why invite her out with her friends? Why invite her out with your friends? Why don't you just invite her out alone? Because you're gonna get way higher percentage results in actually getting her into a relationship than were you to fight through all of her friends and yeah. then eventually maybe get a shot at it. Hmm. So anyways, that's my thoughts today on the corporate, on the friend zoning and social media stuff. I say you just hit her up and be like, look, directly, I want to take you out because I want to get to know you a little bit better. You were really interesting when I first met you, and I want to see if we're compatible. And she'll be like, oh shit, this is a date. She won't be allowed to friend zone you after that.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all I got. What, you got any closing thoughts, Lindsay?
No, yeah, I need to try it. I have to just be more direct, and it was just honestly just the fear of getting friend zone, but what the fuck? Like, I actually friend zone myself by saying that. Right. Just because of being scared, you know, like fuck no, man. Just fucking say it, you know, and like if she says no, fuck it. Go get another girl. If she says yeah, then I mean chances are that she's probably gonna say yes because she just wants to get out and she wants somebody to take her out. And then from there, she can be like, okay, let's see if you're cool and if you're fun and all this. And then you just do your, you know, your fun shit that you do on your date, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just got to fucking just be direct, man, and just let her know how you feel and just be like, hey, let's go out. Let's see if it works, you know? Like you said, it's just better being framed as a sexual threat than a fucking friend, you know, being on the friend zone. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on that, man. So, I need a... next time I'm going very direct.
Awesome. And we'll try to get some of that stuff on video, posted to the Pickup Daily channel.
Almost definitely.
Yeah, anyways, check out Lendy Pies over at socialcubenation.com. Check me out at pickupdaily.net. Check out our respective YouTube channels if you want to see ungodly amounts of content, because we answer questions and do talk-throughs of stuff every damn day.
Every day.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Later.
Stay awesome.